Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
I'm John Batchel with Joseph Umar, Executive Director of Secure Free Society, and Ernesto Araújo, former Foreign Minister of the Republic of Brazil. The elections and their aftermath, the two rounds of electioneering in many countries of Latin America. The first round eliminates everybody but the top two, and then the second round, for you must command 50%. But in Guatemala, which held the first round some weeks past, the two candidates that emerged, Sandra Torres, I believe, who is associated with the establishment, the well-to-do families, of the wife of a former president, and a man named Arévalo, who comes from what is said to be a center-left party, Semilla, which is a brand-new party. And now this, Reuters, Guatemalan presidential candidate Bernardo Arévalo called a police raid on Friday on his party headquarters a corrupt, that's in quote, show of political persecution just a month before a high-stakes runoff election. The U.S. and the EU echoed his condemnation. Joseph, I start with you because this appears to be, right now, lawfare. The claim is that Semilla did not register or did not sign up or has not conducted its affairs in an orthodox fashion to be a new party in Guatemala. The U.S. State Department and the EU Foreign Ministry have condemned this action. It doesn't seem to reverse the court order that earlier canceled the group's legal status. It appears that, as we've seen in some other countries, when there's someone who's too popular in the opposition, they find a way to disenfranchise him. Is that the way you read this?
Well, yeah, I mean, Guatemala is in all kinds of disarray. And it's very confusing, to be honest with you, John, because, you know, there's allegations of a lot of wrongdoings. Like, there's allegations of electoral fraud. There's been allegations of corruption. Now there's allegations that a specific political party had anomalies or abnormalities when they were established themselves as a political party, which would make them not eligible for the current election. But why does that come up in the runoff? Why didn't that come up originally, since that party was created back in 2017? So there's all these this large discontent, not to mention, to me, in the Guatemala election that happened not too long ago, the first round, the real winner was the abstention rate. I mean, the abstention rate was high. It was 40%. And then if you add the nullified votes and the blank votes, it's another 25%. I mean, the people that are basically not wanting to vote for any of the candidates, that's the big bulk of the majority in Guatemala. And so I think what's happening now is you're seeing a lot of frustration and anger now being expressed. And I think this protest that's happening is part of that. And I think we're really, you know, cooler heads need to prevail inside Guatemala. I mean, the electoral outcome is probably not to the liking. It's not to my liking. It's not to the liking of a lot of people that are more conservative in the country, which is large. It's a very conservative country. Nonetheless, I think they have to kind of remember that semblance that, you know, they'll live to fight another day, or they'll have another bite at the apple, that democracy does not have to die on election night on August 20th, even if you don't like any of the candidates. To be honest, truth be told, the candidates in Guatemala, the presidents of Guatemala in the last few years haven't been great. They've been good, some of them, but they haven't been great. It's not like they have a political revolution that's happened inside the country. They just need to make sure that they can work within the system that they have, as flawed as it is, and then kind of try to move forward to build the coalitions necessary to make sure their country doesn't get taken over by the radical left. That's the fear of some. The fear of others is that the corrupt oligarchs are now imposing their will upon the country. And so all these, I think, elements, John, I think they have to essentially be managed in a way that people don't start to become so discontent that they want to throw the baby out with the bathwater. That's what we saw in Chile. That's what we saw in Peru. That's what we saw in Colombia. That's what we saw in these other countries where the level of discontent got so high that they want to rewrite the Constitution, or they want to basically just, you know, throw away their entire democratic system. And I think that that's a mistake. And hopefully Guatemala doesn't fall into that trap.
I restate the obvious. Guatemala is one of the three countries of the Northern Triangle identified by the Biden administration these last years as the source of much of the migration pressure along the American-Mexican border. It is also a state visited by the vice president early in Mr. Biden's term, and right now it is in disorder, and the United States State Department and the EU Foreign Ministry are condemning the actions of the Guatemalan courts. Joseph Umar, Executive Director of Secure Free Society, Ernesto Araújo, former Foreign Minister of the Republic of Brazil. We're headed to Brazil. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.